time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kate Kilpatrick-Miller. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up in Helper on April 10th called the Spring Spectacular. It's time to reopen Main Street, get people out there and having some fun. Kate, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So what's new in Helper? You made it sound like there's a lot that's going on that maybe people don't know about. So let's talk about this Spring Spectacular, talk about some of the new things that are opening up and getting people out and having fun.
Well, the event's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we just want to reopen Main Street, remind people that we're there. We've got some new stores, at least four that I'm aware of, Bug and Bird, Outlaw Antiques, Three on a Tree, Timeless Art. And we haven't done this before, but with COVID, come on, people, come out. We'll have the street closed. Wear your masks. Make sure that you keep your 6 feet apart so you're safe. But come and just have some fun.
And we're hoping for a good weekend.
Yes.
Weather-wise. And I think if we put the order in soon enough, we'll get one.
That's my hope. I'm crossing my fingers.
So this is really kind of just an open house for Downtown Helper, isn't it?
Yes. You're going to have most of the stores, if not all, will be open. We're going to have some kid activities. Some of the business owners will be having kids do create their own bracelets or necklaces. We've got three businesses that have come together so that you can go on kind of a get your flowers type of walk down the street where you can get a planter at Bug and Bird and soil at K2 Gallery and then plant and decorate your planter down at Three Little Llamas. So we've got kid activities like that. We've got exhibits even. We've got a traveling exhibit at the museum, moniker Mark of the Tramp, which is very, I think, important to this area because of the railroad.
It is. And get out and see it because I believe it's leaving. Is it the end of May, I think, is when it's going?
Yes. It'll be out soon. So this is your chance to see that. We've got a Jacob Hardy photography exhibit in an artist show at Canvas Alchemy. Most of the art galleries will be open to see their stuff. If you want to purchase or not, just come out and look. A very exciting thing is the Rio Theater will be doing three tours, one at 1 o'clock, then another at 2, and then the last one at 3:30. So those of you who may work the morning on a Saturday hopefully can make that last one. The mayor has been able to get $50,000 worth of grant monies from a handful of people, and they've done a lot of work in there with lighting and sound and everything else. I saw it a little bit of it. It's going to be really cool.
And that'll be kind of a walkthrough just to see what they've been doing. And there's those three different times on April 10th.
Yeah, and they might even be showing a little clip, like a before and after. I'm not as aware of exactly everything they're doing there, but I'd push people to go see that. That'll be really cool.
Check it out because, yeah, it's going to be, and it won't be long before there's live music is the plan at the Rio Theater, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah. Music, West Coast, and I don't remember the last, I apologize, but West Coast has come in with Kenny Dregs, and he's doing a lot of that work, and he's planning on scheduling a lot of stuff. He has a lot of connections on the West Coast and other areas.
So get out and check that out. And if you're like me, sometimes you'll drive past a building and you're like, I wonder what goes on in there. And this is one reason that I will probably go down. You said the Lincoln Hotel is going to have an open house as well.
Yeah. So if you've always wondered what's going on above the motorcycles, come on out. They're going to give tours through those nice Airbnb in there. They're pretty nice. I've seen them before, and yeah, it'll knock your socks off. Also, that filling station there, they'll be open and serving. And the Little Rock Shop, which is a little further up the street from Main Street, they'll be open along with Living Balance Studios. And they're going to be giving out some door prizes and raffles. And there'll be giveaways at Gary's Lincoln Hotel, too.
So just kind of go and walk up and down Main Street. Get out. Enjoy some sun on your skin and have a great time. Stop in. Grab something to eat. The restaurants will be open. And just enjoy the City of Helper for a day.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a bunch going on. And I think you could stay busy for most of that time that we're open.
All right. So once again, that is the Spring Spectacular going on Helper Main Street, April 10th from 10 to 3 p.m. Now, Kate, before you leave, I've got to ask you because we're going to tease something right now. First Fridays are coming back.
Yes, they are, with a bang.
And that will be, let's talk about, just give a little information just to kind of let people know that when to plan for it and what's going to happen.
We'll be reopening First Fridays, May 7th. Please come. I can't tell you everything that's going on because I need a couple more I's and cross some T's, but we will be having music. We're hoping to have folk dance, Hispanic folk dance, because it is around Cinco de Mayo. Galleries will be open, so please come out, and we'll do hopefully some more later.
And we'll get Kate in a little bit later on in the month, and we'll talk more about it once we have everything solidified. But once again, First Friday's coming back May 7th to Downtown Helper. That's a huge thing too.
Oh yes, and we love it. We love to see everybody from around the area and outside of the area come. It's very exciting being a gallery owner myself and being there. I really enjoy it.
So. All right. So once again, it is the Spring Spectacular on Helper City's Main Street, April 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Kate, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on this interview and interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.